You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. So wanting my cake and eat it too. Wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, was bittersweet. It was like winning, and use me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the monster.
So I was watching the news, a big fundraiser last night, and to help victims of hurricanes. $44 million they raised. Pretty amazing. You know, actually, it's not, right? Not amazing. Anybody who's been around the American people know that the American people are renowned for, one, forgiveness. So say you're sorry, accept responsibility, and guess what? You can come back. You can come back. There's all kinds of people that you see at that are in federal government. You see that are in sports. You see that are in news. That have made, look at Brian Williams, Dan Rather, right? George Stephanopoulos. All have done incredibly unethical things and are still appear on in front of the nation on a regular basis. One of my favorite things to do, though, one of my things that irritates me, I say that the nation's capacity for forgiveness and generosity is incredible. And so when you say, $44 million, that's no, it's not. It's what this country is. And one of the hazards of our national media is, right, sex sells. We know that because we pay attention. And so what do they put on every day? Sex or some version of it, right? This morning it was, there's a video of what, a nun with a chainsaw. And so I mean, that's obviously, come on, who doesn't want to watch that? So I'm watching the news and I kind of peruse it in the morning. Beyonce talking about, you know, climate change when we talk about hurricanes. Okay, so the world's largest producers is, right, do they ever talk about other nations other than the United States that are just dumping garbage into the environment? Like, is it embarrassing? I mean, have you ever seen them come out and say, this is outrageous what China and India are doing, and they don't have any, you know, any of the controls, blah, blah, blah. You see that? You ever see that? You ever see them come out and condemn anybody else? You know, and so I it's just, you know, you just roll your eyes. You're like, come on. If you're going to, you know, if you didn't know better, you would think the United States is the villain on the planet. Now, for those of us that have been around the world and seen the world, we would know better. For the people that come to this country, ask them. Get them on the news. Not say it's good or bad. They'll laugh at you in the face. Like, do you not know? So, you know, it's always interesting to me when celebrities, right, most of them high school graduates, if that, had a gift for acting or singing and got going and, you know, the rest is history, decide that they want to wax eloquent about the world. Just do a search. You want to talk about pollution, like, get after China. Say something, call them out. But we don't do that. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. I told you Monday that we're going to talk to Grant Newsham today. So we'll talk to him about UN sanctions, get Grant's thoughts on that. And one thing, I forgot to mention it yesterday. We talked on Friday about we'd probably see an ICBM launch over the weekend because it was Founders Day in Korea or some version of that, right? And they were planning a big celebration. You know, it was a great celebration of the Kim Dynasty or something, some version of that. I don't know. Saturday, September 9th, the day of the foundation of the Republic. Right. So they celebrate the immortality of the Kim family, even though they're on their third version of Kim ruler. So, anyway, so there was no launch over the weekend. You know, the news we got late last week was they were preparing a site, big celebration. There would probably be some kind of ICBM launch in conjunction with, you know, Founders Day, the day of foundation. Kind of awkward in English. So on Founders Day, so nothing. What does that mean? Does that mean anything? Does it mean they couldn't get it ready? Does it mean, you know, normally, you know, the way the dictator runs, at least the movies I've seen, when they have the big celebration is they do it on the big feast days. So that's kind of interesting. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about sanctions, and then we'll talk about the Russian black market and sanctions. So and so if we say that sanctions are going to have a marginal effect because somebody else, North Korea will go someplace else to get the things that are being blockaded, be it the black market, be they Russia. Russia, I need to say it like Russia. They'll get it. They'll get some of it some other way. So, what is the significance of UN sanctions? Simply that the world has gotten behind on one side of the ball and further ostracized North Korea. If you look at what happened with Iraq, slowly but surely, you know, over the course of I don't know how long that took, but how many times did the UN inspectors go there? Right? They went there forever. What a joke. So we'll talk to Grant Newsham today about that. And then we have to finish up the trial of Steve Bannon. Okay, there's a few more clips that I'm going to play for you. He comments about Hillary Clinton. He talks about the Democratic Party. He talks about North Korea. He talks about James Comey. And he talks about Breitbart and what he does. So you'll hear that, and then we'll render a verdict. Is he credible? Is he a douchebag? So we'll talk about that. And he, a media guy, former surface warfare officer in the United States Navy, and he is the chief villain in the Trump administration. Now, I would tell you that I didn't particularly care for him. I watched the interview, and I would side with the people that say he's at least that version of him. Now, we're going to probably air the rebuttals. John McCain had something to say about him. Somebody else had something to say about him, too. And then we'll watch what he does. So we'll render a verdict on him. And then I think the gunner joins us as well. So, Grant Newsham in about 15 minutes. We'll check some news headlines here. And there's a bunch of it in the news today. Again, by all accounts, everything you see, Houston continues doing what the state of Texas has been doing for the last 10 days, and that is getting after their recovery. Florida has acquitted itself remarkably in terms of mobilization prior to the catastrophe, decision-making in enough time so the people could actually take action. So both states get high marks and are great examples to all of us of what it is to be an American and our government actually doing good things. So hats off to FEMA. FEMA takes a lot of garbage for when they don't perform, and you have to give your hat to them. Interesting dinner last night at the White House. Moderate senators joining the president. And as interesting is the tenure of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Now at risk. So interesting times in Washington, D.C. Will Donald Trump be, in many different ways, a transformational president? In that he will chart his own independent course, not welded to either party. That'll be interesting. So, with all that said, good morning to you. I'm great. And for all of you who listen out there, I'm ready to stand up all Navy radio. So if you know of anybody who could do a program like this that served in the United States Navy, let me know. I'm curious. I need to identify somebody who would be interested. So, breaking news, terrible story. Five people in South Florida nursing home are dead. The facility evacuated. Is being evacuated as the region continues to recover from Hurricane Irma. I have this to say about that, and I said it in Texas when the picture came out. Kind of went viral of elderly people sitting in wheelchairs in waist-deep water. Whoever owns that thing ought to go to jail. Just like the looters. If you own a home like that and you can't get them to someplace else, you should not be in business. If you fail to take care of them during these conditions, you ought to go to jail. You've criminally failed them. I'm sure they, in the documents they signed, you told them that you would provide. When you don't, to the defenseless, you should pay. With no mercy, you should pay. Five people dead? How bullshit is that? Anyway, on that cheery note, good morning to you.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night. Cloudy and 70 in Quantico. Sunny and 75 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly cloudy and, I'm sorry, mostly sunny in Texas. 66 degrees where the gunner is. Montana. Mostly cloudy and 61. Pernambuco Palms. Clouds and 75 degrees. Camp Pendleton. Clouds and 65. Okinawa. Dark cloudy and 84 degrees. Rock is 101 and sunny. Mars has cooled off, 89 degrees. The home of all marine radio, 66 under mostly cloudy skies. Have headed for 76, thank God. It's been hot, man. I hate it. I've learned to hate it. And the studio's in the hottest room of the house. Sun beats on it all day. What a joke. Anyway. Good morning to you. We're going to take a quick break, come back, we'll check news headlines. Grant Newsham going to join us. We'll conclude the trial of Steve Bannon. That's right. Bannon. Like Cannon. That's what I got told yesterday. It's not Bannon, Mac. Whatever.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community.
We're here at the Face of Battle at new relations at the National Portrait Gallery with curator Tanya Caragal.
And secondly, it helps people stay abreast.
Sure, so the Face of Battle and everything that war 9/11 to now is a show that belongs to our Portrait now.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at GlobalSouthFoundation.org.
And also how artists are using portraiture to deal with important social issues of our age. And in this case, it's the impact on American society of the wars since 9/11 in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All right, take a
sure.
Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt.
So this is the gallery of Stacey Pearsall. Stacey Pearsall is an Air Force photographer, an Air Force veteran, and Bronze Star. She enlisted when she was only 17 years old, and she became very known as a photographer. And
one simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together.
Elvis caught in that trap between Priscilla Presley and life. Yeah, rough life there, Elvis. Clown. All right, let me read you the early bird headlines, and we'll see if Grant Nation's ready to join us here in a few minutes as we get going here on a Wednesday. Thanks for making us part of your morning, as always. Appreciate it. And hold on a second. Mac, I agree with you about the whole celebrity things. It's almost jaw-dropping sometimes to see the shit they say. You sit there and watch it, and you think, did you ever just Google the subject to see what comes up? Maybe make yourself smart about it? It's amazing. It's jaw-dropping amazing sometimes. But it's symptomatic of our culture in general. Don't get me going on that. But it's absolutely right. Absolutely right. It is amusing, though, when you watch it. Top five stories in the early bird today. So the New York Times, one, South Korea plans decapitation unit to try to scare North's leaders. Yeah, now we're getting serious, okay? We're talking about decapitation. All right. Two, Navy's nuclear fleet shipyards are in bad shape, a report finds. Stop. Okay. Memo to you, stop flipping over the rocks, okay? Stop flipping over the rocks. Hold on, another email. Mac, are you serious about all Navy radio? Yeah, I mean, don't you think that it's time that the Navy guys had a program like this? I do. So I need a host, and we'll do all Army radio, we'll do all Air Force radio, but I mean, I'd listen to all Navy radio when they had interesting guests about their service and the future of it. I mean, we do some of it here, but I mean, I'm not. I mean, hell, I served aboard ship in 1987, 88, and the spring of 89. Yeah, that makes me not too qualified. I'm not afraid to talk about it, though, but it's somebody retired. All right, the money's not good, but the experience is awesome. So if you know somebody, yeah, send an email to mac.allmarineradio@gmail.com. So stop flipping over rocks in the Navy boneyard. Number three, Pentagon is still preparing for global warming, even though Trump said to stop. The Pentagon has continued to take steps to defend its military bases against extreme weather, despite direction from President Trump to stop preparing for climate change. Uh-oh. And that's General Mattis behind that. Anyway, four. No, and he's on record as he says climate change is a concern. Four, no dialogue with North Korea without denuclearization, Abe says. Okay, so you're looking for the rock in the hard place? Japan starts beating the war drum. That's right. I'm getting questions about decapitation. Yeah, when the Koreans start throwing words like decapitation out like that, it's about to get good, folks. And then Japan. A North Korean commitment to going nuclear-free is a prerequisite for starting talks with the country. So says Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Okay, we're interested in talking, but not till you get rid of the nukes. Yeah, that's not happening. Okay, so we're not going to talk. So what are we going to do? Go to war? All right, Grant Neesham standing by. 370,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar to safety in Bangladesh in ethnic cleansing, according to the United Nations. So you got that going for you. Marine Corps headlines. The story about Marine Colonel Dan Wilson, who entered who was just convicted. And the article in military.com talks about even at a trial for child molestations, accommodations are made for the rank of a colonel. Mike and I were talking about that. Mike knows him. I don't. A colonel by the name of Dan Wilson. He and I may have met someplace. His face looks familiar. I don't recall the name. And then the other story about the Marine Corps today in Marine Corps Times is a Marine being kicked out of the Marine Corps after he was arrested at a pro-Confederate rally at which he allegedly helped unfurl a banner with a white supremacist slogan. Interesting discussion. Does he have First Amendment rights? Or is that conduct unbecoming? He's a sergeant by the name of Michael Chesney. So, anyway, interesting discussion. We'll take that up, but not today. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Grant Nation will be with us. So let me set that up. Don't touch that dial. Talk about North Korea, North Korean sanctions. Why don't they shoot something over the weekend? Japan's rhetoric. And what Steve Bannon had to say, yesterday about the key to North Korea is China. North Korea is a client state. So we'll get Grant's thoughts on all of that. More of this program next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives. SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.